Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Greetings, constant listeners. It's Gen 2, The Rage Adams. What you're about to hear is a clip from our latest volume of the Stephen King Archives. This month, the losers discussed the uncollected Creepshow stories you have to hear about, Weeds, The Crate, and even his unproduced idea for Creepshow 2, Pinfall. These stories are super creepy and perfect for Halloween week. How do you hear the full thing? Become a member of our Patreon, The Barons. It's there you can unlock over 100 hours worth of exclusive content, which includes our new Dark Tower series, over a dozen commentaries on Stephen King movies, weekly minisodes like Randall and Mel's Month of Halloween Hell, and even monthly hangouts over Zoom. You can subscribe now through the link in the description of this episode, or you can visit www.patreon.com/thebarons. Hope to see you there over long days and pleasant nights.
Today, in honor of spooky season, we are going behind the curtain of Creepshow. Perhaps you've heard of it on this podcast because we've got like 9 episodes about it. Material that inspired it. Let's introduce ourselves. Mike, say hello. And have you seen Creepshow?
You know, I have seen Creepshow. It's a favorite amongst the family. You know, every once in a while, we gather around the TV, usually around spooky season, and I say, hey, let's check out a bard named Stephen King and an even better bard named George A. Romero. I'm a huge fan of the Creepshow franchise, which I guess it is a franchise now, which is weird to think about it. But yes, this is Michael Regimen Rothman.
Nobody's gonna get.
I know they won't get it because it's a fucking unknown story that we're gonna be talking about probably the tail end here. But my interest in this is gone from the beginning of this archive, idea that we had.
Yeah, this is one of the first ones we discussed.
Yeah, because when Bryant sent all these over, Bryant Burnett.
Thanks, Bryant.
Yeah, so thank you, Losers Club historian. When he sent these over. And I saw the notes and it said that there's the crate in here. I was like, and then also Weeds, which is originally supposed to be, you know, the Jordy Verrill story. I was like, holy shit. I didn't even know. I had known about the crate, but I didn't know about Weeds. And so that was where I was immediately like, oh my God, like there's more to Creepshow. Because as you were mentioning and joking, like I feel like we've carved this pumpkin that is Creepshow so much so that we like skipped it on the commentary, the King commentaries. I'm very excited to talk about these stories.
Jen, have you been on any of our Creepshow content? If not, what is your relationship to Creepshow?
I did. I think I did a crate on Creepshow. Mm. Yeah. I think.
That was like our third episode, I think, on the fucking movie.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but I have seen this a couple of times. I am not a diehard Creepshow fan, although I do really enjoy it. But I didn't grow up watching it, so I watch it now and I'm like, oh, this is really cool. It's like fun, anthology, Halloween fun. But I don't find it scary at all, except for the roaches, which I absolutely hate. But I really, really dug these stories and I found them a lot scarier than I find the movie. So really excited to talk about it. And this is a Jen justice for Wilma. I think that was my...
I was looking forward to talking about this with you because I'm like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, man, they really don't have a very good reason for wanting to kill her.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they don't. Yeah. So in the movie, that I think that was my nickname on the crate episode. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know if I want to die on this hill then. So I kind of soft pedaled. But I'm ready to die on this hill.
You have a little more room.
I have
for
a list of her crimes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I feel like one of the notes I think I had was like they really doubled down on trying to make Willie like a villain in the movie versus here. Because there's really not a lot there. But anyway, we'll discuss
right.
on the podcast.
Many thoughts to come.
What about you, Randall?
I've never been a big creep head, but I do I do like several sections of it. I like the Ted Danson, Leslie Nielsen one, and because you want to talk about scary, I guess like that idea of being buried and like your head poking out of the sand and the tide coming in, that is horrifying to me as somebody mm-hmm. who is afraid of dying and also or not drowning, not afraid of dying, only drowning. but like, but the idea too, I guess, like, what disturbs me more than the drowning is, like, being packed in sand and, like, not being able to move your limbs. I get really claustrophobic. Like, the idea of, like, being in a small space and not being able to move my arms and legs, like, that gives me hives. So, but then the roaches too, definitely. Just so many, so many. Like, the idea of, like, one bug gives me, like, shivers, but then when you think about, like, many bugs, it's really horrifying. So I've seen it several times. I think mostly with the pod gang.
Yeah.
I've seen it with everyone a lot. And I don't think I was on the first Creepshow episode, I think. But
yeah, we did the one with New Flesh.
With New Flesh. I was on that one. Otherwise though, I haven't been on it much. But I'm excited to be on this because I always like really hated the Jordy Verrill thing because Stephen King.
Me too.
Yeah, because Stephen King to me, I love you, man. And I love his acting and you know, smaller roles. But man, you put him at the lead of something and it's a rough watch. And just too corny. So I actually like that the story we're gonna discuss today actually like puts the horror back in that premise because it is it's such like an old, I can see why they chose it for Creepshow because it's such like an old, you know, EC Comics sort of thing, like the idea of a meteorite striking. Like I love like the sense of wonder. It's absolutely something King probably read when he was a kid. And I love that aspect of it because there's something that feels almost homey about it, despite how disturbing it is. So yeah, what we're going to discuss today is Weeds, which is the short story that, inspired the lonesome death of Jordy Verrill in Creepshow. We're also going to talk about The Crate, which inspired The Crate in Creepshow. And then we're also going to talk about something called Pinfall, which was a segment in Creepshow 2 that was eventually cut. It was never shot, right? Yeah, no, but it was in the script. And it was based on an idea. Like, I think King mapped out the story, and I think Romero wrote it out, which was true for most of them in Creepshow 2, which I really hate Creepshow 2, except for The Raft. The Raft is good. But, like, the Native American one is one of the most punishing things I've ever seen in my life, I think. It's just awful. And then, although I kind of like, you guys always trash him, and I don't blame you, but I kind of like the Crypt Keeper at the beginning with the papers, like at the beginning of Creepshow 2. I think the makeup's actually kind of eerie, even though he's like kind of a Crypt Keeper type, you know, sort of.
When we discussed it on that episode, I think we talked about how garish the animation is. Like they had to have like, you know, they had, if they were spending $25 per frame on Creepshow 1, they're spending like $6 per frame on Creepshow 2. Like the artwork in Creepshow is just so gnarly and vicious and cheap that it's almost like that's more scary than the actual stories itself. Cause you're like, God, if I was in that world, I'd fucking kill myself. But it's just, they're very morbid looking.
So, but yeah, this is going to be fun because I think we all really mostly enjoyed these. When we get to Pinfall, that's such an odd, like, and basically with Pinfall, there was never, we have the script and we read that, but then there was also a comic made of it, which I think was like a really good medium for it because it's really all about the gore in the end, you know, and reading it is one thing and then seeing it via comics is much better. So yeah, let's talk about Weeds a little bit. This was published...
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories if you're brave enough.